Mom, why the chocolate milk?
It's lunchtime at the Romney Meadows Affordable Housing Complex. This is Food Finders Food Bank's biggest open feeding site, averaging 40 children a day. More than half of the students at the nearest elementary school, Mayflower Mill, are eligible to receive free or reduced price lunches through the National School Lunch Program during the school year. Once school is out, the summer meal program can fill the food gap, but sometimes attracting kids to the feeding sites can be tricky, whether the issue is a lack of transportation, the distance to a site in more rural areas, or even a lack of awareness that the program exists.
In the summertime, they're taking care of, you know, their kids and their nieces and nephews and Johnny from up the block, and they're already in this natural environment where it makes a lot of sense for them to have a way to feed these kids.
That's Kirsten Kraft, a manager for No Kid Hungry, a campaign run by the national anti-hunger organization Share Our Strength. The pilot Kraft's running, in development since 2015, has a simple premise: treat someone's home as a feeding site. Program participants undergo background checks and are trained to properly complete the paperwork showing meals served and track food temperatures. There are also monitoring visits before and throughout the program. Part of the host's responsibility is reporting back on what works and what doesn't. Kraft says the pilot success is measured by how many families sign up, if they're able to commit to and comply with the entire program, and if they wouldn't have accessed the traditional summer feeding program. Matthew Jarrett, an intern for Share Our Strength, is dropping lunch off at Stephanie Heitrich's house in a living room with three kids and two fish tanks. As the first week progresses, children and parents are already waiting at the front door when the Food Finders Mazda pulls up, poised to trade paperwork for the brown lunch sacks cradled in Jarrett's arms. All of the families participate in the free and reduced price lunch program during the school year, and most receive SNAP benefits. But many say they've never participated in a summer feeding program before now. The pilot has been a learning process. On the first day of the program, nobody home at the first stop. The initial goal was 30 participating families, but only 11 are participating. The Tippecanoe County Health Department had worries about whether families would handle food safely. A spokesperson says the department initially thought the home sites would be open to the public in the same sense as congregate feeding sites. Issues health department and Food Finders officials say were discussed and resolved. According to a report from the Food Research and Action Center, Indiana's existing summer food service program actually saw a 16% increase in participation in 2017, one of three states to see an increase of better than 10%. Indiana served more than 1.8 million lunches last summer at almost 1,400 sites. At Shadeland Mobile Home Park in Lafayette, Yvonne Cornell is preparing to feed seven children lunch, her own and kids from across the neighborhood. Cornell says children often ask her for something to eat, so she tries to stretch the food she has on hand. When Cornell learned about the pilot, she saw it as a simple way to solve the problem of feeding hungry kids at home for the summer. Cornell starts handing out lunch. The kids fill both benches of a picnic table in the front yard, unwrapping cheese sticks and comparing apples and bananas. The pilot program will serve about 1,100 meals to a little over four dozen children. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Seiberg.